I have received calls from constituents and local officials in Muncie who have witnessed children climbing under and around the train to get to school.
That's Republican Representative Greg Pence. He spoke in a Wednesday Transportation Committee hearing. Appearing before the committee was Jason Morris. He's the Assistant Vice President for Safety and Environment at Norfolk Southern Company, which, according to Pence, operates more than 1,400 miles of tracks in the 6th Congressional District. Morris wasn't surprised when the Muncie Crossing was brought up.
And I mentioned we have about 24,000 grade crossings on Norfolk Southern. The fact that I recognize Tillotson should, I think, tell you everything about it.
He says the railroad has adjusted pickup locations and times for trains coming through that crossing and says Muncie should see fewer stop trains there, though Morris cautioned.
You know, some of these issues really, they start to get very complicated because it can create a cascading effect if you're trying to fix it by pulling on the wrong lever.
Pence says he encouraged the company and other railroads to continue to work with local officials on reducing stoppages. And that's about all that can be done unless new federal legislation is introduced. Cities like Muncie, by state law, used to be able to ticket railroad operators if a train blocked a crossing for more than 10 minutes. But in 2018, the Indiana Supreme Court ruled the state law isn't valid because it preempts congressional action in the mid-1990s that says rail transportation is strictly the purview of the federal government. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.